cash fed cattle sales so far this week are steady to stronger. Producer sentiment improved in June. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmore with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 8th of July. Although too few to trend, there were a few early negotiated cash fed cattle sales in the Texas Panhandle on Tuesday at $95 a hundredweight on a live basis, and a few in Kansas at $94 to $95. There were also a few dress trades in Nebraska at mostly $157 to $160, and a few in the Western Corn Belt at $160. Cattle futures paused the recent rally, though, giving back a minority of gains. Except for a quarter higher in near October and 2 cents higher at the back, live cattle futures closed an average of 37 cents lower. As for feeder cattle futures, except for a nickel higher in April, they closed an average of 60 cents lower across a range of 25 cents lower at the back to $1.22 lower in spot August. Wholesale beef values were softer, but little changed. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 16 cents lower Tuesday afternoon at $205.30 a hundredweight. Select was 13 cents lower at $196.84. Corn futures closed mostly 3 cents lower through July of 21 and then mostly fractionally lower. Soybean futures closed 1 to 3 cents lower through November of 21 and then fractionally lower to a penny higher. I had results from just one trendable Tuesday auction with volume at press time. Steer calves weighing 450 to 600 pounds sold $5 to $10 higher at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri. Steer calves weighing more than 600 pounds and yearling steers sold $3 to $6 higher. Feeder heifers traded $2 to $4 higher. There were 3,508 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Tuesday, with most pressure apparently tied to surging coronavirus cases here in the U.S. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 396 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 34 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 89 points. Agricultural producer sentiment improved in June for the second month in a row, according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. The index was up 14 points from May to a reading of 117. The index of current conditions rose 19% from May to a reading of 99, and the index of future expectations climbed 12% from May to a reading of 126. The Ag Economy Barometer is based on responses from 400 U.S. agricultural producers. The most recent survey was conducted June 22nd to 26th. With that in mind, James Minter, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, points out that the June survey was conducted after USDA announced details regarding the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. He says that and a more favorable spring planting season help explain improvement in farmer sentiment. The majority of producers indicated that the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program somewhat or completely relieved their concerns about the pandemic's impact on their 2020 farm income. However, 64% of respondents indicated that they thought it would be necessary for Congress to pass another bill to provide more economic assistance to U.S. farmers. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 8th of July. Remember, you can find a weekly recap and highlights at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmore. Thanks for listening.